This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Now, listen, they want me to say hello. Welcome to the James Whale Best Bits of Tonight's show, which you can hear every night, Monday to Friday, on Talk Radio from 7 till 10. But I said, wouldn't it be best to call it the Worst of Whale? So have a listen. See what you think.
The James Whale Show.
Come praise the whale
on Talk Radio.
Coronavirus lockdown to be relaxed in England as 2 metre rule is eased. Let's talk to Sagip Bharti, who is the Conservative MP for Meriden, who joins us now. Yeah. Announced today, pubs, restaurants and hotels and hairdressers are going to be able to open Monday after.
Absolutely, from the 4th of July. The Prime Minister today announced, obviously, that there's an easing of the lockdown restrictions, which I don't know about you, but I'm very, very relieved about, because it's been a long, hard slog these last few months and it's taken a collective effort to get here.
Yeah, so am I. Absolutely. I mean, I think it is. It's kind of not stupid, but I think a lot of the lockdown, as long as people take precautions, don't get too close to people, have all been very, very stringent. And I'm amazed how many people are quite worried about, you know, somebody in a supermarket the other day was yelling at someone else because they thought they'd come too close to them.
Well, I come from the West Midlands, and I mean, COVID has been particularly rampant and particularly difficult over there. So a lot of people are anxious and a lot of people are cautious. But as I said, you know, we've moved from 2 metres to 1 metre where it's necessary. And it's just a night. Thank God, you know, and I look forward to the day where I don't even have to worry about social distancing, to be honest. Mm-hmm. But, you know, hopefully we're on the way to that.
I have this idea that they're just doing it so they can prove they're different countries to us.
Well, it's an interesting one. When I speak to, we heard from the Prime Minister today, and there's actually a lot of cooperation across the four nations. There's a lot more happening coherently than is different. And the way I've seen it is we when COVID first hit, I think we got it in England first. And it's, you know, it was slower to hit those other countries. So they're a little bit behind in the process. But generally, they fall into lockstep with us and they pretty much follow our path. So hopefully they'll be moving in a similar direction to us, really.
Mm. Now, the other thing that's coming back into the news, I didn't tell you I was going to talk about this, so I hope you're not upset. You'd be surprised how upset MPs are if they suddenly, if you ask about something else. But then we tend never to speak to them again.
I'll try my best to doubly.
Let's see if you get upset.
All right, Ash. Yeah. Don't frighten him, for goodness sake. It's purely about what Rees-Mogg has said. Not Rees-Mogg. Hillary Benn has said today. Mm. He's getting very itchy about Brexit. He didn't like Brexit anyway, remember. And he says, I don't think we can do a no-deal Brexit. Well, people have been saying we're going to do it whatever happens, and it's up to the others to agree some terms.
So I'll be honest with you, I didn't catch Hillary Benn's quote today. But, I was actually on the phone to constituents and doing other sorts of business. But I will say this about the where we're at. Obviously, look, you know and I know, we've had 3 years of real, a really, really tough period for the country. We had the majority come through in December. The European Union knows that we've got that majority. They know we're resolute in delivering Brexit. the negotiations are ongoing, and we've got to let our negotiating team do the job. But we've got to all stick together and get this done now. You know, the country deserves it. And I hear what Hilary Benn said, but I also know that the CBI, who normally were, you know, not for Brexit, have said, actually, if it is going to be no deal, give us clarity so businesses can prepare. And that's what I hear. And I was hearing that for the last 3 years. I was president of the Chamber of Commerce, and businesses used to say to me, just tell us what we need to do and we'll get on with it. So for now, I just want to make sure that our negotiating team has the complete backing and complete strength to go out there and get the best deal possible.
Yeah. And it's Independence Day today. It's the fourth year. It's the anniversary of...
It is. Absolutely.
It's Independence Day, yeah.
Absolutely. And we've come
so far.
Is it
the first today?
No, of the Brexit vote.
Yeah. Oh, right. It's fourth. Okay.
And Peter Bone wished Hilary Benn happy Independence Day.
Well,
that
thing
was
is,
nice, wasn't it?
Yeah. It's lovely. And the thing is, I mean, the last few years have been difficult and we've been through so much. And, we cast our minds back to 2016. If you told me this is where we'd be in 2020, I might have been very, very surprised at the very least.
Yeah, so, 4 years ago and we haven't got it done.
Yeah. Well, I think we're on the way.
And
I think there's a collective optimism. And I look back to December the 13th in 2019. And, I just remember the collective sigh of relief we just had as a country. I'm optimistic.
Segi, we will have you on again, definitely. Thank you very much indeed. Conservative Member of Parliament for Meriden.
The James Whale Show. Come praise the whale on Talk Radio.
Now, pubs. Should we talk pubs?
Yeah, let's talk pubs.
Okay, yeah. Well, let's talk to Victoria McDonald, who's a licensee of two pubs. And she's on the executive committee of the campaign for pubs.
Hello, good evening.
So how's it going, man, in the pub business with your two pubs? Are you getting a bit worried, obviously?
It's been a challenging time. It has been for all of us, I think, in this industry. It's been quite over at the Ram. That's been completely closed. But here at the Cellar House, we've got a post office. It's actually behind the bar itself. So I have been working behind the bar for the last 9 weeks. But sadly, only doing post, not pints.
You can't sell shopping there and stuff because a lot of pubs have been doing that. Yeah,
we found ourselves in this position. That's what we've done. We've got some lovely local produce, local beers, local honey, local gins. So we've been keeping the community going, serving those. But it's all bottled beer, all to take off, but nothing from the pumps.
Hi, Victoria, it's James.
Hello.
Whereabouts in Norfolk are you?
Well, the Cellar House is in Eton, which is literally just on the sort of southwest side of Norwich. So we call ourselves Eton Village, but we are just on the outskirts of the town. But the old Ram is down near Diss. It's on the A140.
I might even have been there whilst driving to Norwich.
More than likely,
sure.
Many people have.
Yeah, yeah. So, have you ever been on Four in a Bed?
Yes. I did Four in a Bed about 3 years ago.
And how did you all like that? That's
my favourite TV show.
Yeah, forget what you were talking about. Let's talk about Four in a Bed.
My mate's in the pub down the road. They've been in it too.
Yeah.
It's a challenge. It's 2 weeks of filming.
Yeah, did you find any little curly-whirlies in the bed?
No, I didn't.
Did people plant them in your, above your mirror?
I couldn't possibly comment. I wouldn't know.
A lot of gamesmanship, isn't there?
Yeah. and did you come last?
I did, yes, but I maintained my integrity, so there you go.
How did you maintain your integrity?
Well, I just played the game fairly, I think.
You
shouldn't do that. I found a little curly whirly in the bed. Oh, I'm going to knock off 15 quid.
No, but...
And were the others all a bit, I wouldn't want to see them again.
Oh, I wouldn't. I couldn't possibly say that on air. That would be very unfair of me, wouldn't it, really?
I bet they
do. I think I'm giving you the chance. If they said they didn't want to come to your place again, go on.
Yeah.
Well, Alison and Alan, who run a lovely place down in Taunton, I'd go and stay with them any day, and they're welcome in Norwich any time they like.
What was it about yours some people didn't like?
I don't know. I think it was. I've no idea. I think it was just. Mm.
You sound like you do a very good. You sound like you do a nice breakfast, I reckon.
We did actually. No, we did have the best breakfast of the week.
I can tell.
Sure.
Yeah.
So, I mean, how much if me and Ash wanted to come?
It's about £75 a night upwards. With full English breakfast.
Very reasonable.
Yeah, that's not bad.
But,
and do you...
not until the 4th of July, boys. That's the same.
Yeah, you're looking forward to that.
Yeah, we're thinking of taking a few days off together.
How, what are your pubs? What's the size of them? Have they got beer gardens? I mean, because it affects pubs.
Yeah, this is it. I mean, this is where we are with the issue, really. I mean, we're lucky here at the Cellar House. We've got the old bowling green attached to it, so
Classic.
Have a very large garden. But, of course, gardens are only any good if the weather stays as beautiful as it has been. But for many pubs, they don't have that, and this is going to be an ongoing challenge for them. And, you know, putting chairs outside on the street isn't always going to be an option.
Thank you very much indeed, Victoria. Victoria McDonald, a licensee of two pubs,
and a bowling green.
On the executive committee of Campaign for Pubs.
The James Whale Show. Come praise the whale on Talk Radio.
Well, Donald has just held his first campaign rally since the coronavirus lockdown began in front of a very small audience, they're saying. So let's talk to our very good friend of Donald Trump, one of his advisers, Pastor Mark Burns. Mark.
Happy to be here, fellas.
How are you doing?
I'm doing well.
Good.
My second favorite country.
Well, that's very nice to know. Yeah. Mr. Trump's not doing terribly well at the moment. Do you think he's likely not to get in this next round?
No, we're going to win. I mean, the left is doing a great job in helping us win this next election. I mean, again, you know, you got Sean King now talking about, you know, tearing down statues of Jesus now. And so, I mean, the left is really, really doing a wonderful job in campaigning for Donald Trump. Simply by just showing how crazy their ideals and their ideology is and America's sin. I mean, we had a massive increase of gun sales in America. 1.8 million Americans in 3 days went and purchased new firearms simply because how crazy the left are showing themselves in this country. And so I do wish the Tulsa rally went better. I was against going to Tulsa. I'm very open in that. I was hosting an event, a Juneteenth event, that was going to be bringing Vice President Biden, the president. I had Reverend Al Sharpton, Mark Morial from the Urban League, Dr. Ben Carson, Senator Tim Scott, all of the major African American leaders who I've been leading these conference calls for the last two months. With all of these leaders, we're calling it thought leaders together. And these are leaders from the left and the right. So it was bipartisan of us coming together. And the president had a wonderful, what would have had a wonderful, wonderful event at the National Press Club in D.C. And it would have come out beautifully. It would not have come out the way the media is planning out to be as a distaste to Black America by having it in an area where Black people were massacred. In the 30s, and so I'm not sure who convinced them to go to Tulsa to do a rally. I'm completely against. I was against it. He should have came to my event. It was a perfect opportunity for the president to speak directly to America's top Black leaders at the National Press Club in D.C. And it would have won out beautifully, and it would have won out respectfully. And the Reverend Al Sharpton, the Van Jones, the Donna Brazils, and all those African American leaders who are on the left who hate Donald Trump would not have had nothing negative to say about him in reference to the Juneteenth.
You're one of his advisors. Why couldn't you get through and tell him that?
Well, I mean, what I do know is that, you know, there are a lot of outside voices who are not there in 2015. There are a lot of outside voices who were not there in 2015. Let me just say that. I don't want to go into too much detail of that. Because, you know, we're still going to win 2020. Like I said, the left is doing a great job for us. There's not so much campaigning we have to do. Just turn on the television and watch the left kill cops. Watch the left kill Black cops. Black cops are getting assaulted. Black cops are getting killed. Don't tell me it's about race when black people are getting killed by black people in this massive protest that's still taking place. And so the left, you know, have taken over Seattle, and they are, you know, and so again, now Sean King, the former leader of the Black Lives Matter movement in America, is now claiming to tear down, you know, white faces of Jesus, statues of Jesus. Oh my God, the left is doing a great job in reminding America. Mm. This is what would happen if the left, the extreme left.
Hang on, Mark. I mean, you know, Jesus, if he ever existed, wasn't white, was he? I mean, he was from the Middle East.
Yeah, but the Romans had been there. He could have been.
Without a shadow, but that, and Christmas wasn't about the birth of Jesus Christ, but yet we celebrate it. It has nothing to do about Jesus is so much bigger than a race. Jesus is so much bigger than a color. We all know that he was from the Middle Eastern area, so he most likely was a person of color. He most definitely existed. He is the Messiah. He is the Savior. And I feel sorry for you because you don't believe that. But that's okay. You got a right to believe, not believe.
Mark, we've got to let you go, but we will talk to you very soon. Thank you very much indeed.
The James Whale Show. Come praise the whale on Talk Radio.
I talked to him a little earlier.
He won't be.
And he said, love to, darling, I'd love to, but 9 o'clock, after 9 would be good.
Yeah. You just tell Alexa what you want.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, you just say.
I should get one.
Alexa, put on Talk Sport. Talk Radio.
Professor, we're just prattling on as usual.
Yeah. We'll have had a few tinnies, wouldn't we? Yeah.
Tinnies?
Yeah.
Well, he'd be drinking wine.
Oh, will he? Right, okay. We should really wear a mask even in the bar, shouldn't we, Professor?
Not when you're drinking a pint, obviously.
I mean, gyms are terrible with all the handles that you have to touch straight after and sweaty. Yeah. And just...
Hang on. When did you last go to a gym?
Well, about 5 years ago, but they've still got handles in the gym, haven't they?
I don't believe you went 5 years ago, but...
You know...
Steamy windows!
Yeah,
That was the clips for today. The worst of Whale, or sorry, the best of James Whale. Thank you for listening. Hope you enjoyed them. Well, I suppose if you didn't enjoy them, you won't be listening, will you? Anyway, I'll be back 7 o'clock until 10, Monday to Friday, on Talk Radio. Have a great day. Thank you for listening.